This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. Paul Esposito with you, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, station manager here at WMIE, WWBC. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. This is the last part of this message now, the sermon I just preached last week at Island. We're looking at this lukewarm church. We're going through the book of Revelation, verse by verse. We're at the lukewarm church. Now, remember the division of this book. The Lord Jesus said, write the things which you saw and the things which are and the things which shall be. Very important that we understand the things that he saw, the things that he saw right there in heaven. And then the things which are, these seven letters to these seven churches, and the things which shall be, we'll start here in a couple of weeks on Sunday as we get into chapter 4, where he calls John up into heaven, says, come up here, and then we're going to see, and then we're not going to hear of the church mentioned anymore in the book of Revelation. The last church, if this interpretation is correct, and these seven churches span the entire church age, from the day of Pentecost to when he returns, the state of the church is not a pretty thing. So much so, the Lord Jesus said, you know what? You just make me want to vomit. That's what we're looking at. This is the last part of this message now, the lukewarm church. We'll be back again here next week going through some select sermons in the Gospel of Matthew that I'm preaching at Island Community Church. And we'll be back on the air here live, or back on the air here teaching the book of Romans. And we'll be wrapping up that series you've been listening to at the end of the week. This coming in of the age, or the end of the world, as it says in the King James. Could you imagine that? That we're that close to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to the text that we're looking at, all the signs point to it. The key to understanding that is to understand when Jesus said, when you see all of these things. You see, there's always been wars. There's been earthquakes since time everlasting. There's always been famines. But when you see all taking place simultaneously at the same time, earth famines, pestilence, earthquakes, when you see and love of many growing cold because of all the lawlessness, when you see all these things, Jesus said, recognize my return is near. Those are some of the great things we have in store right here on WGOD Radio. Have a great weekend, everyone, and God bless.
Remember what the city is known for. Banking center, iSav, and clothing. Banking center, iSav, and clothing. Remember that as we read Jesus' instructions. He said to them, you are poor, so much for your banking center. He said to them, you are blind, there goes your eye salve. And he said to them that they're naked. But they had the best clothes in all of Asia. You see, what you think is your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. What you think is your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. The one area you think you could never fall at. Oh, beware, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. He hit him right in the breadbasket. You think you got all this stuff, but you're poor, blind, and naked. Now here comes the solution, verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in a fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve. See how this must have really hit home with these guys? Everything that they made, he hit them with and turned it around on them. An eye salve so that you may see. The Lord Jesus offers the lukewarm church what they really need. Gold refined in the fire. That is true spiritual riches. And the true garments that the Lord offers those are those that have been washed in the blood. White garments, he said. Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke. He says, is that you? Are you feeling rebuked by the Lord today? You know what? If you are, and praise God, aren't you the blessed person in the house of God today? Though I can't say that I'm jealous. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Hebrews 12:8 says this. If you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and you're not sons. Furthermore, we've had human fathers that corrected us. We pay them respect. Shall we not much more be readily in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? They indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. But he for our profit, so that we might be partakers. Here comes the reason why. All this is not in vain. So that we might be partakers of his holiness. So what's the remedy if you find yourself, if you find you have fallen victim to this spiritual condition? The answer is simple. And he gives it himself. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Then he says, be zealous therefore and repent. Zealous, Greek word zelao. It's just like it sounds. To be filled with zeal or to be hot. Matter of fact, I think it's on the right side of Greek faucets. There's a Z there. You know how we've got H and C? On a Greek faucet, it's got a Z. For hot. Be zealous. And repent. Do what you do with a little gusto. How about it, church? Don't go through the motions anymore. Be zealous. Don't say, oh, well, here's your marriage license, Adam and Bruce. Oh, well, school board. Instruct my child to say there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. Oh, well, allow my daughter to have an abortion without telling me about it. Or, oh, well, it's just the way of the world and Jesus doesn't want me to make a scene. Or, oh, well, two men can get married in my church. They say on the news that it's okay. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, stand up for something. Have a little spunk in what you do. Be counted. Pick a battle. Stand up for Jesus, like the song. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Don't be lukewarm about it. Stand up. You can't fight everything. I've got a battle that I'm going to stand up for. Pick your battles. You can't fight everyone, but there's a battle I'm going to fight, and I'm either going to win it or I'll be taking showers in the sink again like I used to in this building. But I'm going to fight it. I'm not going to take it anymore. There comes a time when you got to stand up and be counted. I encourage you to do that. You can't fight everyone, but pick your battle. pick whatever it is you feel so strongly about that the Lord is leading you to, and stand up and be counted. Back in the Old Testament, there was a man named Jehu who said, "Come and see my zeal for the Lord." And lastly, repent. Metanoia means to change your mind. That's what repent means, change your mind. It means to use in the military, do an about face. Start going in the other direction. Leave your sin behind. God is big. He can handle your sins. And Jesus didn't die for nothing. His blood can obliterate your sins when you turn and repent of them. Leave them behind. He can handle it. That's why he said, "I can even handle it if you're cold." And sometimes I've learned, too, people that are hot, sometimes they sin a lot. Get ready for this shocking statement. Sometimes people that are hot sin more than people that are cold. He can handle that when your heart is right. He can handle your mistakes. Now, David sinned a lot. He sinned hard. The Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. Repent. Lastly, verse 20. The final words of Jesus Christ to his church at the end of the church age. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Maybe you've seen this on Christmas cards or in a Christian store. Funny, if you look at one that's done by a good painter, when Jesus is standing at the door, there's no knobs on the outside of the door. There's no way to open it from the outside. Notice that the next time you'll find one of these famous paintings of Jesus standing in front of this door right here. There's no way to get in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Notice he's not even in the church anymore. When you get to the end of the age, the last church age, he's not even in the church. Now he's on the outside and wants to come in. To him who overcomes, verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Think about that. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. That is the greatest promise of all time. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, church, my encouragement to you today is do what you do with gusto. And don't take sin lying down anymore. Run these turkeys out of town. Out of the government. Out of the public schools. Out of the teachers' union. And out of the church. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
calling Christians to Worship and the study of